It's a secret. The biggest secret.
But why tell me? I mean, what?
Because I wanted to give you something valuable. And it's the only thing I have. Goodbye, Lily.
Blimey.
Hello, Lil. I was wondering where you got to.
Yeah?
Yeah, I was worried about you.
Flyboy. Lonely. What can get like that? Sad, really.
Yeah, long may it last.
Don't say that, Eddie.
Well, you know what I mean. I've got you a Coke.
Oh. Anyway, he said it won't last much longer.
Oh, yeah. Listen, look.
Honest, Eddie. You know I wouldn't cheat on you.
That's me. Honest, Eddie. He said what?
Well, I thought he was just ordinary, but he wasn't, see?
They do love a chat, don't they? That's good stuff, Lil. Yeah, the boss gets it off well. Tickety-boo, innit?
Tickety-boo.
And?
Hmm?
The flyboy, you said?
Oh. Well, just stuff about... He was a navigator. Bombers.
Yeah, and?
Nothing, really.
Well, that's why it was a secret, because, it was nothing.
It was for me, I think.
Come on, Lil, you can tell me.
Eddie, if it's a secret...
Look, lovely, it's up here for thinking and down there for dancing. Now, you can do the dancing, because that's what you can do. And I do the thinking, right?
You shouldn't.
Look, just let me decide, Lil. I mean, information can be useful. Knowing something that other people don't know. I mean, it might be rubbish, it might not. And I think you better let me get a judge of that.
I just don't know, Eddie.
Well, you just... You just think about it, though, eh?
Monday, the 5th of June, 9 a.m. Here is the news read by Joseph McLeod. Allied vanguards have passed through Rome...
Perret's mother, Gloria. Another day is just a day to get through with gritted teeth and bitter jokes.
Well, you know what they say, Glory. Utility knickers, one yank and they're down.
He's not a yank, he's a Canadian. And anyway, that's an old one.
Yeah, well, round here they like the old ones the best.
Oh, well, you should be all right then.
Oh, I should be so lucky. Oh, I don't know. Sometimes I reckon I'd even go for an eye-tied prisoner over at the camp if I got the chance. You can be my hot water bottle, Luigi.
Well, they probably reckon that was better than my Harry. Some of them snobby so-and-sos. That Mrs. Cowan, Mrs. Cow more like, looks at me like I'm a cow cat.
Oh, they'd be lost without you, Glory love. Wouldn't have nothing to gossip about.
Well, sometimes I wish they didn't.
You girls work and a yak and we wouldn't beat Hitler at that, right?
What about Ernie then?
Here, Ernie! Wants to come and show us how you shoot your riveter.
Looking down over the patchwork of fields, the spill of housing and towns, the lines crossing and connecting. Airways, railways, roads. Obligation, fear, love. Duty weighing on the shoulders of General Eisenhower, who must consider failure as well as success.
If our landings fail, if...
Sorry to disturb you, sir, but I have General Smith and Montgomery waiting. And Mr. Churchill soon set on the steamer, please. So if you could...
Just give me a moment, Captain.
Of course, sir.
If our landings fail, my decision to attack at this time is based upon the best information available. The troops, the air, and the Navy... did all that devotion to duty could do. If any fault or blame attaches to the attempt, it is...